'Tis the season of gifting and holes to deck. And the Who's in Who Newville were in love with new tech. Where can we find Sonos and Samsung and Nintendo, they shouted. Would they find it in one place? This they questioned and doubted. When suddenly a Who yelled, Walmart's the place to start. And each Who added headphones, TVs, and games to their carts. With Walmart, their shopping was done in a flurry. They cried out, who knew? And ordered their gifts in a hurry. Shop the latest tech gifts in the Walmart app.
Are you looking for health insurance? Georgia's got you covered. Georgia Access is our state's marketplace where you can compare, apply, and enroll for health insurance plans that offer the best value for your needs. Open enrollment is happening now. Visit GeorgiaAccess.gov today and choose the plan that's right for you. I'm Insurance Commissioner John King, and I'm proud to bring you health insurance for Georgia by Georgia.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Over the past 2 weeks, we have heard from many, many callers here at Lunchtime Live living with an eating disorder. They got in contact with us to share their stories, their difficulties in trying to access services. We've heard from their family members and their parents about the challenges they've faced. And some of the stories were just really, really heartbreaking. I know it impacted a lot of listeners who got in contact to share those experiences. Those stories, though, were highlighted yesterday afternoon by the Sinn Féin mental health spokesperson and TD Saoirse Clark in the Dáil.
People living with eating disorders and their families need clear answers and firm deadlines. The urgency cannot be overstated. And I want to give credit to Andrea Gilligan and her News Talk lunchtime show. To Sean, to Angela, to Jane and to Paula. They have been contributing to that show for the last number of weeks. They contributed their lived experience. It was incredibly difficult listening. It was heartbreaking at times, but it was also incredibly powerful. They spoke of the waiting lists. They spoke of delays after obstacles followed by more delays, up to 26 weeks for initial assessments, the lack of eating disorder specialists or medical professionals trained in eating disorder care. They spoke about being unable to access supports until a formal diagnosis, which was compounded by waiting lists for assessments. They spoke of being forced to travel abroad for medical care that should be available here.
It's not an easy thing to do, you know, to sit down and type out an email and send it in to us and then ask to come on the radio show or to come on the programme and share what are really incredibly personal stories. And I never take that for granted, by the way, that any of our listeners have decided to do that. It's not about myself or the team, but we're delighted to be able to facilitate those conversations and give you, the listeners, space to share your experiences here with us on the programme today. But Paula Crotty is back with me on the line because, Paula, you actually kicked off this conversation just over 2 weeks ago. You told us about your late daughter's experience with an eating disorder. Is it likely there will be change now that there's more of a focus on this?
Well, I suppose we've been fighting this really for so long and there is change. There is change, and it's like you had Dr. Art Malone on last week, and it was really good to hear a clear account of the services available and what's needed to make it a success for the patients. And I suppose it's always good news for us to hear that Minister Butler has put aside money for those two extra teams that are badly needed. So that means there are five teams. They have currently 11 that are caught up and running, and there are four or five now that need to be fully fitted and to be up and running. So, you know, like I said 2 weeks ago, the services have improved to what they were 10 years ago. And it sounds like Dr. Malone has just a phenomenal program that they have set up now. Unfortunately, my Jennifer didn't benefit from any of that and any of the expertise that he and his team have brought to it now. And I suppose we just wait and see what way things go.
You held a workshop, Paula, recently as well, and that was something you highlighted here in the programme with us as part of Cared Ireland for people that are dealing, you know, with an eating disorder. I'm sure, like, sure, you know, even from listening to the programme over the last 2 weeks, you're well aware of the number of people who are impacted by this.
I mean, it's horrendous. And certainly since you have been highlighting this, the number of people that have contacted us in Cared Ireland, who are the parents and carers support group, has been phenomenal. And that's only a fraction of the number of people that are out there. I know how lonely it is. I know how hard it is. I know how difficult it is. I know there are teams out there that Minister Butler and the HSE say we have 11 active teams. We have 100 clinicians. We have 8 psychiatrists. But actually, all the teams aren't full. And all the teams are not all fully trained on eating disorders. You know, that we have families that are coming in saying, my daughter was told she looks great straight away. Her eating disorder voice is telling her that person is saying, I'm looking fat. They blame the parents, and it's not the parents' fault. So I think that there is desperation on the parents and families, yeah, from the parents and families' perspective, both for child, adolescents and adults. And there is no support services for them.
If you had an opportunity, Paula, to sit down with Minister Mary Butler, what would you say to her?
We've had the conversations, and we met with her earlier this year, and her advisor at the time told us we were lucky to have the services that we have. This is after my telling him that my daughter had died, and he hearing many of the other desperate stories that were there. I think what I would say to her now is, we know you care, but actually we need you to listen to us properly and actually hear what we're saying. We don't need to hear what you have done. We know what you have done. Mm. We now need you to act on these things that need to be done. Mm. You promised 20 beds in the model of care from 2018. You said 20 beds. And the HSE and the minister are kind of pussyfooting around with, you know, we don't need all those beds. People are better off and are cared for better in the community. The problem is we don't have adequate community teams services for patients that are struggling. And I'm not saying that off the top of my head. I'm saying that from listening to my parents every single day on the support group.
Well, just when you mentioned that, actually, Paula, about the parents, I suppose, that you're dealing with and listening to, I think Angela's with us here as well on the line today, because Angela, you also shared your story with us here in Lunchtime Live over the past 2 weeks. What would you say to Minister Mary Butler? How are you?
Hi, Andrew. I'm not sure. I'm not sure you could hear what I want to say, to be honest, Andrew. We're like, I've explained our story. We've been abandoned. You know, it's so disappointing. We're so, so disappointed with the HSE services. And essentially, our child's life is at risk. And it's not good enough. It's simply not good enough. You know?
So it's... For you, Angela, in your situation, it's you just feel, because you fall through, I suppose, you're nearly under different departments that...
We're being denied, you know, denied a diagnosis. Now, just last week, we were in one of the major children's hospitals. Our daughter was sent in because she was bringing up some blood when she was making herself sick. It was very difficult to get her in there. And unfortunately, you kind of need their agreement at times, because otherwise they won't tell the truth. We got her in. She's suffering with stomach pain. She's exhausted. She feels dreadful. When she does take supplements or anything like that, they're coming straight back up. So we assume from almost a year now of her purging and making herself sick that it's exacerbated reflux and things like that. So she was examined. Her blood pressure and heart rate are still, you know, she still has that orthostatic hypertension when she stands up. She feels dizzy. Her heart rate shoots up. The medical team cleared her and just said, you know, continue as you are. They more or less ignored her stomach issues. She was assessed by the psychiatric liaison team, and they agreed that her eating presentation is in line with an eating disorder called a RISH. Mm. It's restrictive intake self-harm. Now her BMI is staying above, you know, above the line. She's stable. She's kind of bouncing around between 2 kilos all the time. But she's taking less than one meal a day. I mean, it's affecting her health. And here we are again, like they just bounced us back to cans again, or Pieta House was the other suggestion.
So for you, Angela, I suppose it's just that there's she's fallen under so many different departments and different remits as well. Paula, can I just say, because I know you mentioned that quite a few people have got in touch with you since you shared your story here with us 2 weeks ago. If there's others out there today that want to contact you at Cared Ireland, where can they do that?
At caredireland@gmail.com.
And that's the best way to get in touch.
And we link in there. And I suppose, you know, you asked me about Minister Butler. I'm asking her, when will these 20 beds come to be? There was a review of the model of care that was said was going to happen. When are we going to get reports from that? And I suppose one of the big things, you know, talking to Angela and other parents who have children who have eating disorders, and when they go from the child and adolescent program to the adult programs, there is no link. There is no link. So we have had so many parents who have said that their children are going steps forward when they're leaving
the difference
child
between
and adolescent service, and there is nothing then for them when they go into the adult service.
Yeah, the 16 to 18 year old, or I suppose being 17 years of age, and where do those teenagers go? I should mention as well the helpline number for Bodywise for anybody listening today that wants to reach out there is 01210 7906. Paula Crotty, Angela, listen, thanks again to you both for sharing your own personal stories with us here on the programme. The email, if you want to get in touch about that or anything you want to chat about, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.